Talk to the Ticket. Call 04-423-1010.
Or text 4001.
This is your chance to get involved with the show. We love it when you do. Please call. Please text us. Inspiring piece in the Times over the weekend. I thought so anyway, and I thought it would be a good one to chat about. Mark, are you a fan of dinner parties?
Now, dinner parties, a lot of my friends have left the UAE. Friends that I, you know, grew up with here, have kind of, not grew up with, but met when I first got here, have left. So I've not done one of these for ages. And my idea of a dinner party is not so much like go around somebody's house and they cook five courses for you or anything like that. It's more a chili con carne night or a spaghetti bolognese night or something like that. One dish where you all kind of pile and maybe a salad on the side and that's it. I'm not really into all these different courses coming out.
Would you push the boat out to some garlic bread?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Yeah, that's all right.
Why not? Yeah, garlic bread would be great.
Can you remember the last time you went to a dinner party then? Where would it be?
I'm just trying to think now, where would it be? It was probably, I think it was a birthday party about a month ago. And again, all the food was laid out on the table. It wasn't like a serve course by course by course. It was...
help yourself.
Yeah, help yourself and go and sit on the sofa and eat
buffet
it, basically.
Style.
Buffet style. Right.
Yeah, it's quite nice, isn't it?
Yeah,
relaxed.
Yeah.
I went to one a couple of weeks ago at my friend Louise's house, and it was really nice. And again, fish pie, so everyone could just help themselves.
Nice, like it.
Nachos to start with. So you're just sitting around on the sofa, having a few little bits to eat. But she had a drink station. Like, a lot of effort had gone into this. But I've got another one tomorrow, dinner party at a friend's house, which is going to be awesome. Looking forward to that. Normally, it's the same six of us who do it, and we'll rotate it and do it at each other's houses.
All right. So often is that? Like monthly? Or?
Yeah, probably once every 3 to 5 weeks, I would say, depending on travelling. Everyone's away at the minute, aren't they?
Yeah.
So it's quite difficult to lock people down. But when we're all in town, I'd say, once a month, maybe once every 2 months. But when was the last time you had one at your house? Can you remember doing that?
Yeah, I think the only time we do that is Christmas and New Year. That's the only time we do it. Yeah, New Year, every single year. It's a big deal. There's so much food flying around, especially, you know, New Year's Eve as it's building up. There's cooking everywhere. And we've got these, do they call them churins, like you get in a hotel? The big
churins. Oh, the silver things. The platters that you put everything in. I don't know what they're called.
The ones that you open up. Like,
yeah, I know what you mean.
In a hotel buffet. I think we've got three or four of those. And they're all filled with food. Yeah, we've got,
That's amazing. I've never thought about buying them.
So three or four of those, and they're filled up with food. And but people are coming at different times. And I'm out anyway. I usually DJ at New Year. So I'm out. But by the time I get back, you can see a lot of people have been and then tucked into this food. And that's probably the only time in the year. And then Christmas as well, we do it.
All right, well, tell me what you make of this then. Thanks to television programmes such as this one, Come Dine With Me.
Competitive cooks.
That's the main of the week for me. Lovely.
What? Where are you eating, mate?
I think I've absolutely hammered that.
And furious fallout.
You don't get your knife and go...
Oh, I didn't do that.
Yes, you did.
I went like this.
They don't get on. They've not got on from word go.
Heather and me will never be friends.
Shut up.
That's four rival hosts battling out for a £1,000 cash prize.
I don't believe this.
I'm so upset with all you. I've been so honest about you. I could have given you a zero because yours was...
I like the TV show. I must say the voiceover guy gets on my nerves a little bit.
The voiceover guy is the best bit about it.
Do you like him? I think he's a bit over the top.
He makes it.
Slightly over the top.
Oh, if you change that voiceover.
I love what he says. It's obviously scripted. I like what he says, but the voice I'm not too sure about. You like it?
Yeah, I think he makes the show. I think if you took him away, no one would watch it anymore. But thanks to shows like that, Come Dine With Me, the dinner party has been making a comeback since its heyday in the 1970s. But the way that hosts are choosing to impress their guests, that is the thing that's changing.
Yeah, instead of spending hours creating a feast for friends themselves, they're calling in the professionals to take the hassle out of the occasion.
Now, in Scotland, demand has become so high for leading private chefs over the last 12 months that many are now having to turn down customers.
Others are making the jump from the kitchens of hotels and restaurants to capitalise on this growing trend.
One of these chefs, he's called Barry Bryson. He's a private chef from Edinburgh and he's cooked for the likes of Burt Bacharach. He's seen his client base, he says, double since 2015 when it comes to going out of the restaurant and cooking in people's homes.
Yeah, now a three-course dinner cooked and served by Barry, complete with a waiter, linen and crockery, costs from about 240 dirhams a head. They'll even do the washing up for you as well. well.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Doing the washing up is great.
Oh, yeah. The best.
That would be a disaster, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Chef Barry says, we cater in about 40 private homes every single year. Although the number of inquiries we get is much higher than that, we can't actually fulfil all the requests that we get due to clashes with other bookings. I guess weekends is going to be the main time people want this.
Yeah, he believes the increase in business is down to sociable hosts who want to offer their guests a restaurant experience, but who do not necessarily want the hassle of cooking a high-end meal when they can be chatting.
Yeah, some adventurous customers are even happy to let the chef cook whatever they want. They don't need to know beforehand. Obviously, he'll say, do you have any allergies? If not, you just go, away you go, cook whatever you like. I've done this in Scotland.
You've done it?
Yeah, I've done it about 3 times now. I've got an Airbnb property in Scotland, and whenever I go back, if there's friends around, we'll all get together there, and we have a chef who'll come in and cook for guests. If they want someone to cook for them when they're on holiday. So she's called Ali. She's wonderful. She cooks on a little barge as well that goes between the Scottish islands. So whenever we go and back there, we say, let's get Ali in to cook for a night. It is the best thing. Best thing we've ever done there.
But don't you think your guests, when they're coming round to your, you know, your lovely place, would like to feel that, oh, this is a this food is a reflection of Steph. You know, I mean, that she's done. Do you not feel they want that?
Not
at all. They want a professional person in doing it. Because I don't. I, you know, if I'm going around somewhere, I like to think, oh, they've done this especially for me, and I'm really grateful.
No, not at all. So what will happen is we'll go upstairs. We'll all be sitting around the fire, having a drink, chatting, and then suddenly she'll appear and go, guys, your first course is ready if you want to pop down. It's amazing in your own house. So you go downstairs, she's baked bread herself, she's made all of the pâtés herself. She's like, she loves doing it, and you can see that she's really enthusiastic about it.
Does she sit down as well with you?
No.
No.
Nah. She's in the kitchen doing
so
the next course.
She disappears while you eat.
And she does the dishes.
Okay, I can see the appeal of that, but...
We don't have to do any shopping.
But Steph, if you're going to do that, can't you just go out to a restaurant, a nice restaurant somewhere, and, you know, some different surroundings?
Nah, but that's the best thing about being in your own home and being comfortable. Like, you don't have to dress up for this. You can literally be in your jog pants and a T-shirt and have the best food served at home to you with all of your friends. Mm. You're relaxed. You're not stressed about anything. You're not thinking, oh, I can have this chat, but then I've got to get that out of the oven, and then I've got to do that.
Yeah.
And then I've got piles of dishes to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think it's the way forward.
I can see the appeal. I can see the appeal. But whether it's for me or not, and I've never done it, so who am I to say? But, you know, I just like that personal touch. I like to think that somebody's, you know... not been slaving over a cooking all day.
You want a slaving, don't you?
No, not
slaving. You want me slaving?
No, I don't want slaving. But, you know, to think, oh, this is nice. I love the flavours in this. And have a chat back. So how did you do it? You know, how did you get that kind of extra spice in your chili con carne today?
But you can have that with Ali when she comes in to tell you about what she's got for the first course. It's right good. Young professionals are the main market interested in booking a private chef for dinner parties. That's what they say in the Times. But we've got plenty of young professionals here. And I'm sure this would take off in Dubai, given the chance.
Well, I would have thought that this would be more a Dubai thing than it is a UK thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because, you know, people in Dubai like this sort of thing. They like to impress. And, you know, sometimes the money isn't, you know, doesn't come into it. They just want people to have a good time.
But money-wise, that's way cheaper than going out to a fancy restaurant 240 dirhams
ahead. 240 dirhams ahead.
And when I've done it, I know that I've paid 150 dirhams ahead.
Yeah.
Which, to take the hassle out of going shopping for all the food, standing in a hot kitchen cooking it yourself all day, being stressed at the night time, doing the dishes the next day, I would gladly pay that.
Yeah. I take your point, but I'd still like somebody to cook for me when I go around the house.
All right, love to know what you think about this today. Get in touch with the Ticket. Let us know your thoughts on this story in the Times. It's taken off. Chefs are coming around to people's houses to do dinner parties in their home and charging about 240 dirhams a head. Is this something you would like to use in Dubai if it was available to you? Would you use it? Or do you just love going out? Do you like the whole thing of getting ready, going out, seeing a new restaurant, meeting new people, new waiters, people behind the bar? Is that what you like about it?
Or is it a bit impersonal? That's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm taking from this.
Ready, set, discuss.
Call 04-423-1010.
Or text 4001.
If you just tune in, we're discussing an article that we came across in the Times over the weekend. Thanks for shows like that. Come dine with me.
Yeah, the dinner party's been making quite a return to form since its heyday back in the 1970s.
I always think very romantically, nostalgically back to my parents having dinner parties when I was a kid in the 70s.
Now, I remember them having them in the 70s.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, I remember early 80s, my parents having them.
Yeah. And some of them were quite embarrassing as well. I remember my girlfriend at the time, you know, inviting me and my parents over to her parents' house, you know.
For a dinner party?
Yeah.
That's all right. It's a done thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah. I remember going for a dinner party. This was embarrassing, Mark.
Yeah.
I went for a dinner party with a guy I was going out with who was maybe 8 or 9 years younger than me. And his mum was there. It was me, him and his mum. And me and his mum had more in common than me and him.
That
was well embarrassing. But yeah, the way that hosts are choosing to impress their guests is changing when it comes to dinner parties. Instead of spending hours creating a feast for friends themselves, they're calling in the professionals, the chefs, to take the hassle out of the occasion. I think it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
It's happening in Scotland, isn't it?
Initially. It is. Yeah, demands become so high for leading private chefs over the past 12 months that they're now having to turn down work. They're turning it away.
I love this. The biggest uptake has been from young professionals, which we've got plenty of here in Dubai. And we're keen to hear from you today on whether this is a goer in Dubai. Are people in Dubai doing dinner parties, I guess, is the first question.
Well, it used to be a regular thing, but of late it's not been. Typically, we would hold a dinner party, maybe, you know, a proper one, probably 4 or 5 times a year.
Yeah.
And you know, with friends, it just depends. You know, sometimes you get invited every other week and sometimes it's once in 3 months. So it just depends.
Round ours, very rarely indeed. If I can't even remember the last time we had one round ours, to be honest. Round friends, quite occasionally, yeah. It depends on the time of year, really, doesn't it? So it's, but no, it's always enjoyable when we do.
I never hold parties at my place because it's too small, but I am a lover of dinner parties, Mark. I love it when our friends invite us for dinner. We all get involved. We all make a meal or contribute in some way, and we just have the best time. Big, big lover of dinner parties.
Well, for me in Dubai, I don't even have a dining table. So they don't happen very often at my house. Friends' houses, you know, every now and then. I don't find it too much of a big thing here. I don't often go to friends' houses here. You'd always seem to meet out somewhere else.
We like hosting. Reason being is that at the end of the night, you don't have to worry about getting the taxi home. So we like hosting, and we probably have people around at least once a week, if not twice a week, generally on a Thursday evening, Friday evening.
He's quite the social artist, Nick, isn't he? And Brad doesn't even have a dining table.
You know what? That's a great point. You don't have to get a taxi home. That's the best bit when everyone goes, okay, best leave, and
is
they start
really?
Leaving, and you think to yourself, yeah, I can eat the leftovers now they've gone. But Vasti, I need to invite her around to my house and show her what small space you can have a dinner party in.
Well, I was going to say, I think we can all squeeze in. You know?
Yeah. I mean, my flat, it's a studio flat, sliding door to the bedroom, but I've got a dining table for 10 people to sit round. Like, that's the main thing in the flat.
So are half of them sat in the bedroom?
No. It's like, there's a space that is specifically dedicated just for the dining table to get 10 people around it comfortably.
Yeah.
Because what else do you have in your flat, right? You got the dining
sofa.
Table, sofa and the telly, but if there's only two of you living there, you only need a small sofa and the TV.
Dog's bed or a cat's bed.
Doesn't have a bed.
No.
Just sits wherever he wants on the floor normally. But yeah, I think you should need to be having dinner parties and having people around.
Well, maybe people are already doing this here. We asked a few this morning if they've ever hired a chef to come and cook in their home in Dubai.
No. I think I'm reasonably okay at cooking. We generally get takeaways anyway. It's a lot easier. But no, I don't have the money to get a personal chef.
If I could afford it, that would be amazing. Great idea. It saves you having to do the work. I've never done it, but I'd definitely love to.
No, but what a novel idea. Maybe I should do that.
No, I don't know if I would do either, to be honest, because my wife and I, we like to cook, we like to get involved in the kitchen anyway and come up with dishes and so on, especially being vegan as well, come up with some nice plant-based stuff and that, like, so we like to do that ourselves and showcase what we can do.
No, I haven't. We just, you know, decide on a menu a week in advance, my husband and I, and then we plan who's going to make what. We have a lovely nanny who also helps out, so we just divide the responsibilities and we make the food ourselves.
I'm aghast. I've got to say I'm aghast at that because I think people think it's going to be way more expensive than it would be. At about 240 dirhams a head. Also, the thing is, right, if you're having a dinner party, you don't have to pay all of it, do you?
I mean, you're saying 240 dirhams a head in Scotland.
Yes.
Is it going to be that here? I doubt it.
I think it could be.
I really doubt it. I think it's going to be more like 500-600 a head.
No, I think there'd be some chefs out there who would be eager to do this at a good deal to get their reputation started, because that's what it's going to be all about, isn't it? You'll get the business if you've got a good reputation as a chef that can come to people's homes and cook there and do the dishes.
Yeah.
And I think if you had six people, what would be the problem with saying to them all, right, we're going to do dinner at my house this Friday, getting a chef in, this is how much it'll cost you each. Do you want to do it?
Okay. So
rather than going out.
So we're splitting the bill here.
Yeah. I just think it's a brilliant idea, and I can't see it failing in Dubai.
That's another thing, though. When it comes to cultural differences, if you invite six of your friends or 10 of your friends round to your house, they're not expected to pay anything.
Ah, okay. But if you told them beforehand, if you'd said, hey, do you fancy doing this?
Yeah, okay. If you've discussed it before and you say, this is an idea, do you want to give it a go? Fair enough.
But also, if you want a cycle of, we do this at our house this month, and then next month maybe we do it at your house with a different chef, and then the following month at your house, then you could take the brunt of the bill, couldn't you? You could pay the bill, and then the next time you're at someone else's house, they pay the bill. It's like doing rounds,
I guess. Yeah,
I just think this is a great idea. I can't see any negatives in it whatsoever.
All right, what do you think, guys? Is this a good idea? Getting a chef in to cook at your home when you have a dinner party? Maybe we've got some chefs listening today, and would you be up for doing it?
Talk to the Ticket. Call 04-423-1010.
Or text 4001.
Yeah, Ticket Talk Back today. We're discussing an article that we came across in the Times. It's all about dinner parties, and they're making quite a return. But the way that hosts are choosing to impress their guests is changing. They're actually spending money to get in a professional chef to come and cook for them and their guests in their home.
I haven't heard a better idea this week. I've got to tell you, this is my favourite thing I've heard recently about dinner parties. I'm doing this 100%.
Go for it, Steph. We've got Hakim on the line, who's got his version of that. Hakim, what are your thoughts on hiring a professional chef to host your friends at a dinner party?
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for taking my call. I was listening to your program, and I think it's very interesting. One context, though, I heard a bit of focus on the, let's say, value of it from a monetary perspective.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear. I mean, one of the things I felt was missing was, let's say, the context around the dinner party is usually, or at least in our family, was always around, okay, what was cooked and how the meal was prepared and a lot of the discussion, the meal itself. So if you're buying the meal from outside, or you're ordering or having a chef cook it for you, you lose a bit of that context in the discussion around the dinner table itself. And at least I think for those who enjoy cooking, for those people who really let's say take pride in that aspect of dinner itself, they would be missing out on that. And I think a lot of people do pride their, let's say, their capabilities in kitchens. So that's one context I think that you miss out in the dinner party if you have someone else cook it for you.
Hakim, do you know what? That's a brilliant point. And I think the fact that this has taken off with young professionals, I feel like the next generation coming up, they're not as involved in the kitchen as maybe our parents used to be.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because they're much busier at work. And I feel like that's why they're maybe looking at doing this, because with their friends, it's less about the pride in the cooking itself.
True. It is probably a generational issue as well. I mean, that context is valid. But still today, I think, there might be a segment or people. And I think, like you maybe mentioned earlier on, in the UAE, well, how much will it cost? I think that value, what do you get in return of, let's say, the hassle of cooking or preparing that meal, and then, okay, how much financially, you'd be burdened to have someone else do it for you.
Hakim, do you entertain quite a lot at home? Do you like to do this, cook for your friends and family?
We do like it, yes. We do enjoy doing this from time to time. I would say at least once every 2-3 months we would do that. And it is something, one of your callers, I think, or someone mentioned how it's split between, the family. So my wife and I, we decide, similar to one of the callers, is okay, what the menu would look like, and then split up the work. Maybe a day ahead, we would start doing some some of the activities, and then on the day of the dinner party, we would spend a good amount of time in the kitchen, but then of course the entertainment of having people and the discussion, and then part of it, of course, enjoying the meal itself is I think the return or the value we get out of entertaining. Exactly. Yeah.
So, Hakeem, is there any way on earth I could convince you to do this? If I said, I'm a chef, I'll come round, I'll bake you some bread, I'll make you some pâtés, I'll do you an amazing main course that you wouldn't even think of. Any way I could convince you to let me do that?
No, I don't think so. Not in my house. Not in my house. I mean, if I'd want to, really, I feel like, okay, I would go out for that. I would go and to a restaurant and enjoy a meal outside or someone has cooked for, but not why do it in my home? I feel like I can do that outside as well. If I want to do it in my home, then I'm going to do it myself and entertain, the people that come visit me, through my own efforts.
Hakeem, thanks for your call this afternoon.
Yeah, thank you.
All good points there. I mean, what do you think? Maybe you've actually booked a chef and done this in Dubai to come and cook at your party. And, what was the experience like?
Yeah, a lot of the guys we spoke to this morning, they haven't ever thought about getting a chef in to cater a dinner party at home. But can they see themselves doing so in the future? I mean, once you think about it as a possibility, Hakeem doesn't like it. I think it sounds like a pretty good idea, doesn't it?
Well, I guess if there were a lot of people and I wanted to celebrate a very, very special occasion, then yes, if I was really caught up at work and I knew that I wouldn't have the time to basically get back from work and get things done, then I would opt for professional help.
Not unless it was a special occasion, but not really around ours. Maybe thinking, I don't know, around the festive period, perhaps, if we were to do something there. Although what springs to mind first is something like a celebration, wedding celebration, something like that,
Possibly, if it's within my budget, I think that's a great idea. It's a real treat for a special occasion.
Yeah, but I think part of the dinner party is you doing it yourself. You're putting on everything, setting the table and trying to impress your friends. I guess it's a little bit of a cop-out getting someone to do it, but it's kind of balling as well. It's kind of a pimp thing to do.
I know people who have done it. If I was to have a really posh dinner party and we had 8 friends over, perhaps I would think about it, but I think they're quite expensive. I think it's extortionate to get a personal chef in to cook a 3-course dinner.
Well, that's really interesting because a texter sent in this text. It doesn't have a name on, but they said there's a website here called Chef Exchange where you can book a chef to come to your home and cook for you and your guests. I did that for my sister's birthday party and she loved it so much. So just been having a little look on this website, Mark. It is not as expensive as you think it's going to be. So put in for a Friday night in Dubai in July, and there's a guy in there called Chef Maxime who will come to your house and cook either French, international, Italian or Spanish cuisine for you from 320 dirhams per person.
Okay. All right. So, I thought it would be more in the region of 500 to 600.
There's another one here. Arabian flavours and cuisines. They'll come to your house and cook for you. Also Latin American food from 150 dirhams per person.
Well, that's
Chef Amro,
extremely
that's
reasonable. Yeah.
Really reasonable. I love this idea.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to cost, how much do we think we're going to be paying?
500 dirham per person. In the UK, £100 a head. I know of a chef in the UK who does go to dinner parties and cooks in people's kitchens for them. She charges for a 5-course meal. She charges £250 a head, which is 1,250 dirhams, so quite pricey.
Oh, I don't know what it would cost. 200 to 300 dirhams, maybe?
That's a great question. I guess it depends on his Michelin star level and what cuisine he's making, but I suppose per head in Dubai, maybe 500 dirhams, I guess, depending on how many courses as well?
I would not have a clue on that. Absolutely no idea.
I'm just trying to figure out. So maybe 100 dirhams per person, I imagine, because, is that the average you pay when you go out to eat at a restaurant per person? So
Various differing prices there, different, you know, people's idea of how much it would cost, from about 500 dirhams all the way down to 100. But you're finding stuff in between both of those prices, Steph.
Yeah, let me tell you, I'm going to do this. I'm going to invite Vasti as well, because I think she'll be well up for this.
She'll see how small your apartment is.
Yeah, she will. The rest of the people we spoke to don't sound too keen, and they do sound like they think it would cost a fortune.
Yeah.
I'm amazed that we found this website, to be honest, and that people are doing this in Dubai and charging from as little as 150 dirhams per head to come to your house, cook your dinner, and do the dishes. It's amazing.
Yeah, they're doing the dishes. Sounds amazing. What do you think? I mean, is it something that appeals to you, or would you feel maybe you're cheating your guests a little bit by not actually cooking the food yourself?
One of our listeners told us it's called Chef Exchange. Had a little look on there, and you can do this from 150 right up to 500 dirhams per head. So there's a full range in there. And on that website, people leave reviews as well.
Yeah.
So you really start to get an idea of what the chef does for you and what you can expect from them and how happy other people have been with what they're doing. I think it's a brilliant idea. Not everybody does, though. And we've got Bobby on the line joining us on the ticket. Hi, Bobby.
Hey.
Hi, welcome to the show. Do you think this is the greatest idea?
I don't think it's the greatest idea, but it is a pretty good idea.
You like it?
So, I do like it.
Why? What appeals to you about it?
Well, it depends on how big a place you have and... you know, and it also varies on how many people you could accommodate. It gets expensive if it's per head. Like, if you're saying per head 500 and you have four people, it's, you know, it gets to 2,000 dirhams.
Yes, but if you're doing it...
It's pretty good.
What if you're doing it instead of going out to a restaurant? So everyone's actually paying their own per head, but they're having an experience where you're in your own surroundings, you've got your own music on... You know?
Yeah, I think it totally depends on the occasion. But my question was, is the food in, does the chef bring the food with him, or we have to go shopping?
No, food is all brought with them.
Oh, okay, that was my question too. So I was like, do I have to go to the supermarket and buy stuff?
No, they design the menu for you, everything that you want.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
Okay, well, thanks for your call, Bobby.
Thanks, Bobby.
Keep them coming along. You know, is it something that you would like to do? Is it something that an experience? I mean, is it better than going out to a restaurant? I'm not so sure.
I think it is. I love the idea of just being casual, but having great food and your friends around and not having to be in surroundings that aren't yours. I love that.
Yeah, but isn't that part of the, you know, going out to a restaurant, the ambience, you know, a bit of people watching, looking at who's sat on the table next to you? That, for me, is part of the night. Knowing everybody and being sat in the house that you're in 7 days a week, seven nights a week, and still having to fork out 500 dirhams maybe, for me, doesn't really appeal, even now.
What do you think? Will this work here in Dubai? Whose side are you on, mine or Mark's? And will people be interested in this, or do we like eating out too much?
Oh, they love that kind of stuff here. Anything to impress people in Dubai. Yes, it will definitely take off here.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a very Dubai thing as far as I know. I've seen it done. Friend's house for Christmas, they employed a couple of people to come in and do a big Christmas meal. It was cool.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it hasn't been done here already, to be honest. I think it's a very Dubai thing. Yeah, I think it will take off here. If the option was available, a lot of people would probably hire a personal chef to cook for them.
Yeah, to be honest, I would have thought it would have taken off in Dubai first before moving on to the UK, because you think of Dubai and you think of extravagance, don't you? You think of this kind of thing, you know, people doing these kind of things. You know, for example, I think, you know, hiring cleaners is something which, you know, only the really rich people in the UK do, whereas here it's, you know, it's a lot more of a regular occurrence. And I would have thought something like that would have been taken off in Dubai and Abu Dhabi first.
Do you know, I think it is already taking off in Dubai, because I'm a member of a number of mums groups on social media, and I see them discussing this, and I think some of them have already been doing it. So I think over the next couple of years, this is definitely going to take off, especially with the number of mums who are full-time, who are working full-time like I am. You know, they don't necessarily have the time to organize a lovely dinner party as well. So why not? They will obviously opt for professional help.
Yeah, it is happening in Dubai. I just don't think it's had that huge marketing push behind it, has it? Because obviously not everybody knows that it's happening.
Yeah, Anjana texts in saying that why not just go out and eat? What's the point of eating fine dining at home minus the glam venue? I'm with Anjana. I agree.
I guess it depends what you're going out for. I don't love the glam venue so much, to be honest. Yeah, I'm there for the food.
Well, they're better than my company. House.
But are there any negatives to this? Can you see any?
Absolutely not. I mean, you have someone who's going to literally take over your kitchen, cook everything, and then clean up and leave. You know, what could be wrong with that?
I've no idea how much it would cost. So if you knew that, then maybe I could give you an answer. But unless it's too much, then not really.
I guess it's expensive. That would be the only negative for me, and possibly somebody cooking in your kitchen. Yeah, maybe you don't have all the utensils. But no, generally, I think it's a great idea.
Any negatives to having someone over? No. Do they clean up afterwards? That would be nice. Yeah.
What's a negative? Laziness. I think it's good to, if you're hosting, you should have... If you're having people around your house, I think you should host properly. And to get someone to do the cooking for you, it isn't necessarily hosting. I think when you cook for someone, I think it brings that kind of togetherness of a party together rather than all sitting waiting. You may as well just go out to a restaurant.
Yes, I agree, Nick. 100%. Go out to the restaurant.
No. Definitely stay in and have a chef cook for you at home. Got a text come in here that says, my daughter has had some people come over to do barbecues in the winter when she had guests. Okay. Also, my friend likes having dinner and often has a chef come over and cook for them. I think it's a fun way to entertain if you can afford it. Why not?
However, I also agree with Mark that it's nice to cook for your guests yourself and enjoy the compliments received on any dishes as well. I've not had many of those compliments, I must say.
And it's not Mark doing the cooking, I must say.
It isn't. Now, when we opened up the show, we had our first competition on the programme. Your chance, we want to send you off to see a great movie, Valerian. We had two tickets to be won, Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. It's happening at Nova Cinemas on the 8th on the Biofestival City Thursday night at 8 p.m. All you have to do is tell us where you're listening. Pat, you're our winner today. You're listening in the car and enjoying the show by all accounts. So Pat, you've won yourself two tickets. Congratulations.
Well done, Pat. We'll have more of those tickets on tomorrow's show. In other travel news today, Emirates and Fly Dubai have just announced a new partnership. It's going to offer customers, that's us, Mark, unmatched travel options, they say. So the new model is going to give Fly Dubai customers connectivity to Emirates worldwide destinations, while the Emirates customers will benefit from Fly Dubai's regional network. The partnership goes beyond code sharing, they're telling us, and includes integrated network collaboration with coordinated scheduling, so we won't miss flights. They'll land just on time to take the next one.
Awesome.
Both airlines are going to continue to be managed independently, but they're going to leverage each other's networks to accelerate growth within both businesses. Whilst Emirates fly to 157 destinations, Fly Dubai serve 95 right now. So by working together, they will soon be able to jet off to 240 destinations, which is a lot of choice when it comes to your next holiday.
It's amazing. Yeah, I won't know which one to choose next time I'm travelling.
This partnership is going to be rolled out over the next few months, so watch this airspace. You can also check out the ARN News Centre app for more details on that story if you'd like to.
90 Ways to Summer with Jumeirah Hotels and Resorts.
Now, you're definitely not going to want the summer to end when you hear what Jumeirah are doing this year. They have put together 90 Ways to Summer with Jumeirah. You can see all 90 of them at jumeirah.com/90ways. And they've been split into six categories: family, dining, shopping, exploring, recharge and indulge. There's so many things in there to do. If you're staying at home, one of Dubai's most iconic hotels at a great price, you could really enjoy fantastic restaurant deals. You can even learn to cook yourself a perfect steak as well.
Yeah, and if you learn to cook a perfect steak, you won't need that chef to come to your house, will you?
Not at all.
Just whip it up yourself. We sent Zina down there over the weekend. She tried out quite a lot of these experiences. If you jump onto our Facebook page, just look for Dubai Eye 103.8 FM. Find us on there. There's a video of her trying all of these things. Bit jealous, Mark.
Yeah?
It looks incredible.
I know you wanted to go, didn't you?
She had a right time. She did everything pretty much.
A whale of a time.
So now we don't have time, Mark and I, we have to put the show together every day. We don't have time to get down there and try all 90 of these experiences, do we?
Much as we'd have liked to.
Yeah.
Now, this is how it's all going to work. We've got 10 envelopes, and inside each one of them is a way to summer with Jumeirah. All you got to do is drop us a text with the word summer, and then you're going to be in the draw.
Yeah, we could be calling you back on Thursday's show and asking you which envelope of the 10 you'd like to open. So you could be opening just a fantastic experience. But the thing is, you must be available this weekend to try it and then be able to tell us about it on Sunday on the radio.
Yeah, our Justine was trying one of the 90 ways to summer with Jumeirah just yesterday.
She had a great time, didn't she? She got pampered.
Lapped it up.
Yeah, had a massage. If you'd like to be trying one of these experiences out for us this weekend and telling us about it on Sunday, all you got to do is text SUMMER right now to 4001. We could be giving you that call and asking you to choose an envelope. Which one would you go for?
Which envelope?
Yeah.
The purple one.
There isn't... All white with 1 to 10 written on them.
No, there must be a purple one.
No.
No?
No purple.
I would go for number 8.
I'd go number 7. Number 7 is the most purpley number for me.
Is it?
Yep.
Number 8 is the day that my son was born.
Okay.
On the 8th month of the year.
Well, get thinking about which envelope you would go for and text Summer to 4001. We could be calling you back on Thursday.